Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, joining us right now is Will Kunkel from Houston. Sports Report Kunkel. I'm trying to say this right, Will. How you doing, man?
Better than you, man. It's Kunkel. You're good, though.
All right. You say Kunkel?
Kunkel, yeah.
Kunkel. Okay, right. There we go.
Will, thank you for joining us. You can watch all Will's stuff down in Houston on Fox 26. You can follow him at Will Kunkel, Fox, F-O-X. Dude, I reached out this morning because I wanted to talk Noah Brown. Obviously, you're familiar with him. He had some games last year where he went crazy, and now, you know, Houston adds Steph Diggs. That receiver room's pretty loaded. They decide to move on. What can you tell us about Brown?
Like, he's a dude when he's on the field, and the possibility of him having a game is there. So what I'm saying is, if a guy goes down for the Texans and he's healthy and it's like the game plan like suits him, he can be that dude for that game. I kind of liken him to a guy in the NBA. Like, everybody can drop 30 on a given night, but can you do it night in and night out? Noah can't, but on a given day, like, he can be that dude, as we saw. And Nick Caserio does not give compliments to individuals easily. And yesterday, he was like, honestly, like, Noah Brown was good. And he won us two games single-handedly last year, which he did against the Buccaneers and the Bengals. And shoot, you can even say the Titans, he played a role in that game too. And he gave him his props. So I think you guys are going to enjoy having him now that you at least have a quarterback to get him the ball.
Well, when you look at him, you say he has some injuries. What type of injuries has he had? Has it been something serious or just nagging things?
So it's nagging stuff, but it's also kept him out of game. So, I mean, it's serious enough where he's not playing or he's not tough enough to play through it. You know, I don't know what the answer is to that. But it was a situation where if Nico, Tank, or Stephon go down, you can't rely on him to be healthy. You can rely on Robert Woods to step in. He's been doing it for about a dozen years in the league, so you know he'll be available. So you just need someone to be available. You don't need that stud. You just need a guy that's going to be there every single Sunday. And Robert Woods is that guy for the Texans, whereas I think for the Commanders, it's a much better get for them to have Noah Brown because of he can be the flash in the pan that they probably need.
Do you think – were you surprised that Brown got released?
Yeah, I was surprised because he was good. But it makes sense based on their wide receiver room. Like, if you just look at all the wide receivers in the league, like, he can make any roster, and hence he found a team really quickly. But if you happen to be on a roster that has three of the best receivers in the game, it's going to be a tough situation for him, and that's just kind of where he found him, wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of
– Does he do more than just play receiver? Because, you know, I think all of this new special team stuff and, you know, if you got guys who can do multiple things, I was told by Joe Gibbs, the more you can do, the longer you can play, Does he just play receiver or he plays other stuff as well?
No, he's a receiver, and that's another reason. Because, for instance, the Texans kept the guy Steven Sims. Not a very good receiver, but he can play special teams. So he made the team over Noah Brown, not because he's a better receiver, not even close, but because of his versatility, and you can plug him in here and there and can be useful.
Kind of going forward with this, what's Noah Brown's level of physicality? Because I know that the new regime here in Washington cares.
They like physical.
They want their receivers blocking on the edges. Is that something you think he could do?
You know, he did have games where it stood out. Now, here's the thing. If it's standing out, does that mean it's happening all the time? For instance, Nico Collins, when he did it, it was like, yo, Nico again got physical in the corner. Or like, Nico again, or keep an eye on Nico because we know that he's going to be blocking on the outside. So when Noah did it, it stood out. But to also be fair, he wasn't out there consistently. So whenever he was, it was like, oh, damn, look at Noah Brown doing X, right. Y, or Z. But I would not label him as a physical receiver, no.
Hey, Will, before we let you go, we'd be crazy not to ask you about the Texans. I mean, that's one of the most exciting, kind of young, up-and-coming teams in the NFL. How have they looked this preseason? And really, like, how fired up is the city of Houston having maybe the next dude in C.J. Stroud?
Like, the city's yoked. I mean, it's crazy. So I came from Charlotte. I covered the Panthers for 5 years. So everyone down here is like, man, you came at a good time. I mean, yes, I did, but let's not act like I didn't cover bad football for 5 years and earn a good season right now and a good quarterback.
Sure.
So C.J. Stroud is it. Like, he is the dude. They got to keep him healthy, keep him on his feet, and if you do that, you have a chance in this league. If you have a quarterback, you'll always be available. You saw that with the Chiefs last year. Like, they were not very good, but once they got to playoffs, Patrick Mahomes, and that was a wrap.
There you go.
I think the schedule is going to be tough for them, though. Like, the last year, they surprised a lot of teams. They had a last-place schedule. They got a first-place schedule this season. They got a gauntlet of games around Christmas with the Ravens, Dolphins, and somebody else, another stud team I can't remember off the top of my head. And it's like three games within 11 days. It's something stupid that the league did. So don't tell me about protecting the players. That's BS.
Sure. We've been saying that.
Are they playing that Christmas Day game that's like a Wednesday?
Yeah, they got the Ravens. Oh, they got Chiefs, Ravens, and Dolphins all within like 11 games, and they got that Christmas Day game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the thing about it, you look at your team, you get C.J. Stroud, but your defense is not bad itself, and you got one of the best pass rushers out there.
No, and you add Danielle Hunter to that. I am worried about them being able to stop the run up the middle. They lost Sheldon Rankins, a lot of big bodies. Danico Autry suspended 4 games out the middle. And then Kamari Lassiter, he looks like a good CB2, but, like, listen, he hasn't played in a game in the NFL yet. He's a rookie, so, like, let's just hold water on that for a second. Christian Harris placed on the IL, designated to return, so your linebacking course then. There are spots. Like, and that happens in the NFL today. You never have a complete team top to bottom. You're going to have holes. It's a matter of, can you mask those holes on given weekends with your game plan? And I think they might be able to do that. I think they win week one against the Colts, but I think it's going to not be a very pretty game, in particular because they're going to be having tough times stopping Anthony Richardson and Jonathan Taylor on the ground because of the run defense.
Will, obviously football's kicking off, but, I mean, the Astros are the Astros, and they just keep competing for World Series titles. What at what point does, like, the expectation for the Astros become World Series or bust?
Well, that's kind of been an interesting story around here, is because they got off to a cold start and the fan base, like, freaked out. I mean, like, Joe Espada is trash. Where's Dusty Baker? Meanwhile, last year they were trashing Dusty Baker. It's an interesting dynamic of expectations that they have. And I don't know that they really have it this year, because they've played under 500 baseball against over 500 teams. They have not played well against those teams. And those are the teams you're going to play in the World Series. But the expectation is that they're going to go back to their eighth straight ALCS. There's a saying around here is that the Astros are inevitable, and it seems like that's the case.
Well, dude, congratulations. I don't know if you're aware of this, and unfortunately it carries no financial compensation, but you're now our official B. Mitch and Finley Houston correspondent. So thank you very much for responding to my DM.
He said, hell yeah.
I'm glad everybody else ignored you. Thanks, boys.
Appreciate you, Will.
Will Kunkel, give him a follow on Twitter, @WillKunkelFox. Great information. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, man.
It.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.